He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from our risen Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. The text for today's sermon message is based on the epistle, but it needs to, the reading from Acts, but it needs to be bracketed in context with 15 and 38. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent word to them saying, "Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." And Paul said, "Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, well, it was just another Sabbath day as the people gathered together to worship the Lord God Almighty. As they had done week in and week out, they would pray together, they would sing hymns together, and they would hear the word of the Lord as contained in the writings and the prophets. But this Sabbath day was different in Pisidian Antioch, for you see, there were some visitors among them. I'm not sure if they signed the visitor book or if they even filled out a communion card and handed it to the ushers. But they were recognized nonetheless. The synagogue rulers also recognized that Paul was one who had been religiously trained. Therefore, after the scripture readings were read, they invited Paul to be the guest preacher that day and to give words of encouragement to the people. Oh boy, did Paul have some words of encouragement for them that day. Words that these people had been waiting to hear for centuries and centuries. You know that Messiah that you've been waiting for? Well, he has come. He's been in Jerusalem. But the people there rejected him. They crucified him. But they thought that the matter was now all over and done with and was well behind him. But this was all according to Scripture. And moreover, Scripture that you so well know was also fulfilled when this crucified Messiah was raised from the dead. His name is Jesus, and this good news has been given to us to share. The message of salvation, the message of the forgiveness of sins has been given to us to share, and this day we share this gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Words. Words of encouragement indeed. These weren't mere sterile words that were written down somewhere in a book. These were words that worked divine work in the people that day. Words of encouragement, words of hope, words that transform because their sins had indeed been forgiven and they were no longer bound to the law of Moses, but through faith in Jesus Christ, they have been bound to him and freed to live under Jesus and his kingdom that has no end. The words of Jesus Christ have been proclaimed for some 20 centuries now, and the result is always the same for those who hear and believe. Freedom, hope, encouragement, and new life, resurrection life through faith in Christ Jesus. And as Christians, we have this same powerful gospel message to share. This good news is not meant to keep to ourselves, but this message of Easter, its intention is to be shared with others. Those who are perishing eternally in their sins, or those who have no hope, who are looking for direction. As professors, this is the resurrection joy that drives your instruction in the classroom. And as students, pastors-to-be, this is the reason why you're here, as you're being formed as pastors, under-shepherds for the great shepherd who was resurrected from the dead. And as pastors here who are visiting and pastors to be, there's really no better place, is there, than to be in the parish amongst God's people who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. There in the parish, you will remind God's people week in and week out and day in and day out that they are new people in Christ, that they, like you, have been baptized, and what that all means for them. That same guest preacher, Paul, who was in Pisidian, also wrote elsewhere in Romans. He said, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Newness of life in the baptismal waters, the waters that flowed from Christ's side as he was pierced on the cross on Good Friday, has become the living waters of life in his Easter resurrection, for us to live in and to rejoice in. Words of encouragement, words of hope, resurrection words that transform old lives into new lives through faith in Christ Jesus. Whether you're doing pre-marriage counseling with the young couple in front of you or with the spouse whose marriage has just ended in divorce, resurrection words of encouragement and hope. Whether you're talking to that young, pregnant teenager who is contemplating abortion, or whether you're working with someone years down the road who has gone through with it and has now been crushed by the law, resurrection words of encouragement and hope. Whether you are rejoicing with the parents of a newborn and talking about that child's baptism, or whether you're talking to the baptized child of God who is in the nursing home waiting to die, resurrection words of encouragement and hope. The message that was given to Paul and the apostles to share is the same message given to us as well. Not mere empty words that have no meaning, but they're life-changing words because they're from Christ Jesus himself. And it's not a message of how we have to do things to get right with the Lord. Oh, you got to get down on your knees and pray a little bit harder so that the Lord might hear you. And it's not a step-by-step program for faith and salvation as what we hear from a crystal palace somewhere in the West. But rather, it is always about Jesus Christ and what he has done for us and what he continues to do for us, this Christ Jesus, who conquered suffering, sin, death and the grave, and is victorious indeed, where even the gates of hell do not prevail against Jesus and his church. And now, dear Christian friends, we too may live each day in the day of Easter resurrection joy. We tell you the good news, Paul said, what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.